This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Did you miss me? I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Oh, here we go. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I'll get this figured out. Give me a minute. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, for joining us, for being part of the conversation. And you need to be part of the conversation, seriously. I always appreciate the time that you guys, you know that, that you spend with me and you're involved and you're engaged. The, man, I tell you what, things are just going nuts over there. I go away for 2 days, the weekend, you know, I'm just kind of enjoying myself, whatever. And all heck breaks loose. What is that all about? Seriously. You know, I guess President Trump made the admission that he knew about his son's meeting at the Trump Tower with the Russian, I don't know, Russian lawyer, Russian dressing maker, whatever. They're making a big deal out of something that happened that he admitted to a year ago. Trump never said he didn't know about his son meeting with them. I love this. I think that this is just great to watch them. It's like they all have early onset Alzheimer's, right? They don't remember it happened last year. They don't remember any of this stuff that goes down. They bring it to the surface to use it for themselves. I just love it. By the way, you're listening to Real Side of GC. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live and listen live and take the poll. There's a lot happening there, a lot going on. Kimberly Marin's going to join us after the break. And Kimberly always brings a lot to the conversation. I'm sure I can wind her up. I am sure that I can drive her out of her mind. After the break. I mean, seriously. This stuff doesn't get any better. Right? You guys all familiar with Trevor Noah? And I know many of you don't watch him. I don't watch him. I know who he is. I watch the little clips that come up about him and the dumb things that he says. That he thinks he's so smart. Now, I want you to think about something. He said on his show, I've never seen a beautiful Aborigine. Now, unless I'm wrong, the Aborigines were the equivalent to the Native Americans of Australia, right? I think that's right. If I remember high school, which was 147 years ago. So, can you imagine me saying, I don't think I've ever seen a beautiful Native American? They wouldn't be able to stop writing about that. They wouldn't be able, right? There'd be calls, there'd be boycotts, there'd be all kinds of crap going on about me. But yet Trevor gets the truck on. Not a big deal. Is there I'm asking the question. You guys already know the answer. There is a double standard, is there not? Right? Between us and them? There is a double standard between the left and right. Sarah Jeong, the new, one of the new, I don't know, what is she, a writer? A commentator? A journalist? Not a journalist. There's no way. Please tell me there's no way. Right, she has been hired by the New York Times. She has a whole bunch of racist comments against white people. But it's okay to pound on white people because racism, when they're like, think they're making up for years and years of what we, but the we can't be me because I didn't do it to them. You see what I'm saying? They really think this is okay. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, Sarah Jung was hired by the New York Times, right? And she has written all kinds of negative stuff about white folks. And it seems to be okay. It seems to be quite acceptable. And they're not even responding to it. What they're saying is, we stand by our hire of Sarah. Period. That's it. The end. Deal with it. Man, could I have a field day with that? Would I have a field day with that? Yes. The short answer is yes. And for all you socialist freaks out there, the ones who think the socialism is going to work, the right-leaning rag known as Yahoo News just put up a story about how in San Juan, the Venezuelan city where nothing works anymore. Here's a city that before they went hardcore socialist, I mean hardcore. Right? This country was one of the wealthiest countries on the planet. But San Juan now on a regular basis, but see, you don't hear the left talking about this. Do you see CNN, ABC, MSNBC, any of those networks? Are they carrying any stories about the plight of Venezuela or the Venezuelan people? I'm sure we'll see how Puerto Rico is still suffering, how Puerto Rico hasn't been given what it needs by this president. Well, what about the Venezuelan president? What's he doing for his people? Anyway, they're experiencing power blackouts on a daily basis. Running water only comes a couple of times a month. The cash machines are empty. Waiting for a bus can take hours. Why not? You're not getting paid. I'm not driving the bus. And I don't have any gas for the bus. This is what's going on a daily basis in San Juan, Venezuela. Nothing is really working. Socialism, working great, isn't it? I keep saying this, and I mean it sincerely. We need to send our young people who are in love with Venezuela because of the socialism, send them down there. Let them work. I didn't say send them there and leave them there, but send them down there. Let them work it. Let them come back and tell us how bad it is or how good it is. I'm Joe Bettini, your host, just in the real side. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, don't, I got to keep this clean. Let's see. Don't do this half-butt, okay? I mean, really, truly get involved. You know, I always say to people, at least if you'd have a conversation, at least if we could talk to one another, right, that is a novel idea, but if we could talk with each other, we could probably come to some solutions. We probably can come up with some things that actually make sense that would help everybody and not just a certain group. Well, unless you're white. We'll talk about that in a minute. Kimberly Marin joins me, and she does every week. I always get a kick out of it. I just enjoy this so much. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I got to tell you something. You know, I never knew this about you until recently when I was reading an article about the fact that New Hampshire is way too white. Apparently, you know, you guys don't like people of color.
No, apparently people of color don't like New Hampshire. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Your legislature's working on a way to try to find a way to get his, you know,
No. It's not the legislature. It's some idiots in the state. It's not the legislature.
They're not working with them? Because I had read that there was a committee that the legislature had put together a while back, your state.
Oh, our stupid governor did that. It's a diversity council or whatever. But I don't know if they're working on that as well. But yeah, these are social justice nitwits and some businesses that want to, you know, jump on the bandwagon. Look, if people want to move here, they will.
Oh yeah,
anybody can move here.
I
move here.
Moving there. Yeah, they let you in. I mean, seriously, right?
I know, really. They let me in. I moved here. You know, they're talking about in the article, cuz it was from the New York Times. And they're talking about, we need businesses that cater to ethnic groups. Well, if they had the demand, they would be here. You know, a business would start up if the demand was here. I don't know what they're thinking. Are they going to just try to falsely or incentivize other people to come here by, you know, giving them some kind of break or something? Anybody can move here. It's free. Anybody is free to cross the borders and move here. Although we'd like, you know, Massachusetts to stay on their side. But
I don't blame you.
It's just ridiculous, and they're like, they're complaining about it. Northern New England, Vermont, Maine, and New Hampshire, they're too white. Well, you know, look, we don't have, none of us, the three cities, three states, none of us have really big cities with huge jobs market, like in Boston or other places. So people want to move where the jobs are, where they can get easy housing. That doesn't happen here.
No.
More difficult.
And it's, listen.
For everybody.
As far as what? As far as the housing there?
I'm saying finding, yeah, so finding housing and also finding a good paying job, that's more difficult in New Hampshire, say, because the biggest city is Manchester, and that's only like 100,000 people. So it's really small, actually. How big is Boston? What, 8 million people?
Yeah. In reading, you know, the New Hampshire story led from one thing to another. And the other thing I love was that they're talking about more gun control. They're talking about all these things that they need to do. New Hampshire is one of the safest states, if it isn't the, but it's one of the safest states in the nation, is it not?
Yes. I didn't even see the part about gun control.
Oh,
I will shoot them down for that. Yeah, we're one of the safest states. We're one of the safest states in the nation. So are Maine and Vermont, usually, consistently every year. All three of us have constitutional carry, and they want gun control. We're some of the why would you want to put gun control in the safest states in the country? That doesn't even make any sense.
Well, think about who's saying it. Think about who's doing it. Think about who's pushing it. These are the same people that we were talking about earlier. Sarah Jung, or whatever her name is. They're allowing her to stay. Can you imagine if she was a conservative at another paper and wrote?
She would have been fired instantly. She would have been fired instantly. The left would have been at her doorstep. They would have been harassing her and following her wherever she tried to go. If she was a Republican or if she said that about black people or Jewish people or anyone else.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just amazing. More and more and more this is happening. And they're getting passes. Nobody's questioning it. And they're getting passes. I just love it. I think it's hilarious to a big degree.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know if you probably didn't read this story. You might have heard me starting to talk about it, but San Juan is in a lot of trouble, right? They don't have, in Venezuela, they don't have power, or power's going out on a daily basis. They only have fresh running water a couple of times a month. You know, I mean, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And I'm saying, look, you people who think that socialism is great and works and it's not a problem, Let's just put you in buses, put you in airplanes. Let's send you down there. You can see how it works. You can fix it because obviously you think it's wonderful. I mean, seriously. And mainstream media hasn't reported on this at all.
That's because they don't. Well, they used to think Chavez was great. before Maduro.
Yeah.
They used to think he was great. I was reading a story recently. What was it? From 2012, maybe? Hugo Chavez, the great things he's done for Venezuela. No, he did exactly for Venezuela what the left wants to do here. Nationalize things, created class division so that he redistributed wealth of people who earned it and gave it to those who didn't. Chavez and now Maduro did everything that the left here wants to do and espouses and screeches about all the time.
Yeah, it's never going to stop because you never get the only time the left reports on socialism is when it's a good thing or they perceive it to be a good thing or they're talking about
healthcare. Socialism is never a good thing.
I agree with you. But they spin it in such a fashion to try to make it sound that way, or look.
Yeah,
that
like when they say too. When they say Canadian healthcare is good and it's crap. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I used to go to Montreal once a month. I know all about it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The people I talk with, the friends that I talk with, that actually they live up there part of the year. You know, that kind of stuff. And the same thing. They'd rather come down here. There are more people. If you talk to the hospital workers just below the border, there are more people that come here from Canada for their health care, even if they have to pay for it. You know why? Because they don't want to die.
And they'll get taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. I knew somebody who was on a waiting list still after 14 years waiting for a primary care doctor. 14 years.
Wow.
Yes, I'm dead serious. I was shocked when I started talking, because these are people that everyday regular people who were using healthcare in Canada, it was terrible.
Yeah, well, anyway, you know, when it gets bad, even when it gets bad enough, they won't believe it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Another dozen women have stepped forward to sue former gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall and USC. They say Tyndall sexually harassed and assaulted them during medical exams over a period of decades. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing them.
For the betrayal of trust and for the serious damage that they have inflicted on the vulnerable young women, students at USC.
Chicago's top cop says he's tired of the violence. At least 10 people were killed and 53 injured in shootings between Friday and Sunday in the Windy City. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson blames the violence on repeat offenders.
This is a small subset of individuals who think they can play by their own rules because they continue to get a slap on the wrist when we arrest them.
City leaders, including the mayor, are calling for tougher gun laws. 200 active duty military members are being called in to help fight wildfires in Northern California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her back. Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. I always appreciate her time with us and her insight, her approach to some of the crazy issues. Well, hey, look. I mean, heck, you get me going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about what I'm saying. Again, we went to break, and I'm still thinking about the, you know, you're way too white, even though we're talking about Venezuela. So again, you know, we've got an issue down there. The left is not. It's you can't find it on a left leaning site anywhere. It's almost like they don't want you to know that they're having trouble down there.
They don't usually report about the bad things that are happening in a country that is implementing ideas that they try to implement here. That's why. They don't want people to know the truth. They don't even want their own supporters to know the truth. Because if they know the truth, then they might drop off their support, or they might question, and they might say, wait a minute, that's what you guys want to do here. But it's, look what's happening there, the same thing you want to do. So it doesn't work, and they just don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, the people who know don't want to admit it, that socialism doesn't work. But, you know, they'll never tell you that. God only knows what's going to happen next. Usually socialism leads to communism, so.
Well, you know what's really, we watched on Sunday, we had a date day, we went to Death of a Nation, that's what we saw.
Oh, movie. Nice, was it good?
You know what?
I haven't seen it yet.
No, it was, yeah, see, so I have to watch myself, because I don't want to do a spoiler alert for you, but.
Don't you spoil it.
All right, you have to go, and then you can come back and we'll talk about it, but it was just really interesting, and watching some of the parallels that he draws, and he's able to prove between the Nazi Party and the Democrats, and really just lays out. And
nice.
Yeah, but we, you know, you hear about it, you get bits and pieces, you get sound bites, but you never really see it laid out, you know, in a documentary type of environment. And that's what he does. He does a great job at it too.
Nice.
So hey, this. God, you were going to say something. I didn't mean to step on you there.
No, I was going to say, is it liberal fascism? by Jonah Goldberg. That's really, really a good book that does the same type of thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm one of those guys that needs to see it. I'm tired of reading stuff.
No. Dinesh D'Souza does excellent, excellent movies. I don't know if I saw his second, but I saw his first one, and it was really excellent. It's a documentary based on all, you know, actual research. I highly recommend them to anyone because they are that good.
Right. Well, Hillary's America, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can't fight some of this stuff. You can't deny the fact that, you know, Andrew Jackson, you know, was really, truly a racist, a hardcore 110% racist. But he's part of their party. He's the founder of their party. And
right.
are they running around asking that schools by the name of Andrew Jackson be closed?
Of course not. Oh, well, so wait. The New Hampshire Democrat Party changed their, I believe it was Jefferson Jackson dinner. They changed their Jefferson Jackson dinner to be, because it was, you know, because they had slaves, to be Kennedy Clinton.
Oh.
So they changed it from slave owners to a guy who had prostitutes in the White House while his wife was in there cheating on her, and another guy who was a serial sexual assaulter and accused rapist. Brilliant!
God bless. Oh yeah. No, I guess...
That's
see,
how stupid
but
Democrats
this is what
are.
I was coming back to. So I guess it's okay to talk about, to be accused of, and to be convicted of sexually assaulting women. But however, if you had slaves back 200-plus years ago, that makes you, you can't be entered into anything. Your name can't be mentioned at all, and
right.
They're just going to erase history. So what it's going to get down to is... These bunch of white guys started the country. You're not going to be able to know their names, what they did, where they lived, and how they acted, right?
Well, what kind of people erase history usually? Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
right,
you know.
I'm trying not to do a spoiler alert on you, but anyway. So,
yeah.
You know? Hey, in Louisiana this weekend, and actually I should say in New Orleans, I don't know if you read about this, but they had a progressive convention, and it wasn't the insurance company, okay? And a group of black activists took the stage, they took over the event, because they were mad that they're being talked about as a number. They're just statistics. So I guess it's called the Netroots National Conference. It was last Saturday.
Oh, Net Nuts. I call it Nutroots. Yeah.
Okay. So I can't say it on the radio, but it says, you know, their group is called the Black Butt Caucus. How's that? Okay. And No, serious. That's what they call themselves. Okay. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was supposed to speak, and they got up. And they got in the way of that speech, right? And again, they were calling out what they wanted. They're tired of being used. If you're tired of being used, vote the other way. Get away from these morons and do something else, right?
It's funny. I was just listening to someone recently who left the Democrat Party. I think they were part of the walk away movement. And they said, you know, that everybody split up into groups, and then other groups, end up being oppressing to other groups. You can go to the head of the pack today because you're the one that's important today. But they split all these groups up, and then they're oppressing groups within groups because, oh, this group's more important, than this other group. It's absolutely ridiculous. And this is one of the reasons that Trump was elected, because people got sick of the identity politics, and the left doesn't stop.
Yeah.
They're
and
so
no,
dumb.
No. Don't stop
don't
them.
Stop.
Don't tell them that. Let them keep going. I mean,
right.
Look, here's the logic behind this, right? So the group that interrupted the event was mad at a bunch of white folks that were asking them what they were doing there after they interrupted the fence, because they were being rude for interrupting them with their message. You can't smoke enough coke to have, or snort enough coke, or whatever the heck you do with it, to have that make sense.
No. No, and that's the whole... So I just was, this weekend I decided to check out social media and whatever and see what's going on in New Hampshire. And I realized that most of the left-wing Democrat women that are running in New Hampshire for state representative are moonbats, like psychopathic moonbats. And I'm like, oh, so of course I warned everybody. I'm like, oh my God. And they really believe the stuff they say. They don't know their party's history.
No.
They don't know actual history. They don't know policy. They don't understand it. They just are puppets bleeding or sheep bleeding out whatever their party bosses tell them. They can't think for themselves. It's just, it's unbelievable. I'm like, you're supposed to be strong, independent women, and you all want us to be dependent on government because we women folk can't take care of ourselves somehow. They don't even get it, Joe. That's the thing. These left-wing feminists don't even get that they aren't actually feminists. They're just puppets for big government left-wingers.
Well, they are truly. I mean, when you talk about implosion, you could truly turn to the Democrat Party right now, because look what's going on inside the party, between the progressives, between the left, between the feminists and the LGBTQ group. I mean, it just goes back and forth. I don't want to say it's hilarious, but it is, because this was the big tent group. They were all on the same page. They were all, you know, willing to do the same thing. That's not happening.
Yeah.
They're at odds with each other now.
Exactly. It's supposed to be a big tent, but they divided everybody up in groups, and other groups are more important than other groups. And then if you dare question anything or think differently, they're completely intolerant. I mean, the left are the most intolerant people in this country. And that's not a big tent. A big tent means, yep, we might disagree on something, but we agree on these other things, so we're good, right? You know, the Republicans always say 80-20 rule. Well, you know what? Democrats don't have that anymore.
No, they do not. And I don't even think they're sure as to who their base is anymore. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to talk a little bit about Manafort on the other side of the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Don't ask. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-ZERO, 855-732-5563. And I really do want you to enjoy. Let me know what it is you want. Let me know the topics you want us to hit on. Let me know the guests you may want on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can actually head over to the website, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You can send one from the website. You can send one from the Facebook page. We've got a gazillion things going on online. But I want to bring on Kimberly Marin. I always enjoy her time with us. And she helps us kick off the week. She helps us, helps me try to get a grasp on some of this really crazy stuff. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
And, boy, I'd love to tell people what you're doing right now. I mean, I'm so important to you. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Sorry.
Making me hungry. Making me hungry is what you're doing.
Anyway. Oh, all the food. Because I like to cook. I can't help it.
I know, but you're calling off your shopping list, and I'm sitting here going, oh, yeah, I can make this with that. I can do this with that. I can't concentrate on what's going on. So, hey, you're the one that brought it up, and I think this is hilarious. Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens. Now, Newsweek says, check this out. This is great. Newsweek's title is Charlie Kirk Candace Owens claim Antifa protesters attacked them at the breakfast, and they blame Maxine Waters for this. Now, this is Newsweek writing this. This video of them actually being accosted at the event. So why is it a claim? Why isn't it they were? I don't understand.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well,
I saw the video. You saw the video, right?
I did. Right. So why doesn't Newsweek write they were accosted at the event? Why are they writing they allegedly were accosted? And Newsweek has the video posted on the same page with that same title.
I don't know.
This is what I say to you. This stuff here is proof that there's a double standard, because all somebody on the far left has to do is say, yes, we were accosted, and bang, it wouldn't have been allegedly. It would have been they were. That's, you know, that's how bad it was. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But Charlie Kirk, you know, he got
it. Think about how bad that is, though. All you're doing, it's not like it's at a rally or something, right, where you kind of maybe expect opposition. All you're doing is going out to breakfast.
Yeah.
And someone probably saw them and alerted, maybe some jerk from the restaurant, who knows, saw and said, hey, get down here. Or they were following them around, who knows. But it's like you can't even go about your daily business, your daily life, because they're going to attack you no matter what you're trying to do. That's fascism. And that's what these nitwits left don't seem to get.
Well, no. I did the definition of racism a couple of weeks ago, and I happened to pull it up in the dictionary online, and it said it has many meanings. No, it doesn't. It doesn't have many meanings, right? And here it is, this group of people, the protesters, are calling Charlie and what's her name? Candace Owens.
Candace Owens.
Right? Candace Owens, right?
No, they said something about white supremacy, too, to a black woman.
That's great. That just shows you.
That just shows you how dumb they are.
Right. So I always say the same thing. Obviously, you don't know how to spell the word, and you don't even know what it means. Because the classic meaning of a fascist is a follower of a political philosophy characterized by authoritarian views. Right? And a strong central government. They want a strong central government. They want the government to tell us what to do. They're the authoritarians.
Yep.
Hello? You know? I love this. I think it's hilarious.
They're clueless. When I see some of the dumb things that left-wingers say, and I know they're not all like this, audience, so I understand that. I have some wonderful people I know who I can actually have a discussion with, and we might agree to disagree, but we'll agree on some things, and you know what I mean? But the people that are the loudest are usually the dumbest. You know, see Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters. They're the loudest, and they're dumb as rocks.
Although
I give them credit for becoming millionaires for being just simple congresswomen.
Don't get me started either. So listen, here's what I find interesting about this too, right? So Kirk says that they were able to amass, you know, they're sitting there eating breakfast, and within 20 minutes, they were attacked. This group showed up, and here you have, and within 20 minutes, Antifa shows up to start the protest. I'm starting to believe in some of these things that I'm reading. They've got groups all over the country just waiting to come together and do this kind of stuff. The phone call comes in. This is who I've seen. This is where they are. This is what they're doing. And bang, they're ready to jump on it.
Because they're not paying attention. They don't care.
No, but
do you know what I mean?
But look at how well, whether you like it or not, look at how put together they are. If you can grab a group, we can't do it on the right side. If you can grab a group of people to come together, get to an area, get to that restaurant within 20 minutes, what does that tell you about that group?
They've always been that way. Well, at least, no, I think they've always been that way, especially under the Obama administration. And these are people who are paid to do this kind of thing. And so, you know, phone call, you got to be there. They probably have people like that, and I call them paid hacktivists. They are paid to do that, because why weren't they at a job? Right?
Yep. Yeah. No, it's...
So...
Anyway, so I was telling you during the break, we were talking about the Manafort case. And this judge has about had it with these guys. He is constantly, if you listen to any of the sound clips, he's constantly on these people now. So Rick Gates, his business partner, testified first and foremost that he and Manafort conspired to commit fraud and that he, Rick Gates, embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars from Manafort. Now, embezzlement is punishable by jail time, right? So
yeah, it's against the law.
So, do you think that maybe Mueller's team made a deal with this guy? We'll find out later on. You go ahead and lay all this on the table, right? Because Manafort, they're trying to break Manafort to come out and against Trump. That's what I believe they're trying to do. So here, Gates, would you admit that you had committed bank fraud? Would you admit that you were looking to take or that you did, not that you were looking to, but you actually did embezzle money from your business partner? Both of those carry federal time for quite some time.
You're right. They must have given him some kind of immunity for him to say that. Because why would you incriminate yourself like that?
Oh, I'm
right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no, I look at the.
So
stuff
that's
what,
is that what Mueller's doing now?
I think so.
Is he just giving people immunity so that they can incriminate themselves and then try to get Manafort on something? The thing is, there was no freaking collusion. If there was, we would have heard about it by now.
Yeah.
And they've had nothing to point it to. Nunes came out, I think, over the weekend or late last week and said, I want to give out the redacted paperwork on this. I want to give out the redacted papers. You don't see that nitwit Schiff doing saying
no,
that, do you?
No, he's not interested in doing that.
So he knows what's in those papers.
At all.
Yeah.
I'm still at a loss, though, as to why Trump won't step up, declassify that paper, and get him out there. Just get him out there. Let us decide how bad they are. Put it that way.
Right? Yeah.
Anyhow.
Can Trump even do that, though?
Yeah. Yes, he can. He can override them. You know, they can go to court to try to stop it, because they always do anyhow. But he's got the final authority. It's just like the security clearances. I don't understand some of the things that he does from a standpoint of, you don't have to wait for somebody in the White House to pull a security clearance, because the president can do it. Just like the president can override somebody who, you know, if they won't give so-and-so a security clearance, the president can override that, too. He basically has the final say. Now, most presidents allow... Yeah, the Department of Justice to do the work, but in this case, I don't know if he can trust them.
Right. Yeah. No. he's got to be really careful, I think.
Well.
And he should not make comments about anything on the case either.
No. I'm tired of careful, though. I really am. I think these people have to be slammed hard and fast and get it over with. So anyway, tell people really quick where they can find you, lady.
All right.
Yeah.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Conservative IND on Twitter and graniterock.com.
Well, look,
they want to keep this going, though. You know what, Joe? They're going to keep this going until November, the midterms.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to help them. I really don't. I think people are so tired of the look over there, look over there, look over there, right? Look at what he's doing, and there's nothing there. There's never anything there. I think people are tired of it, don't you?
They are tired of it, but it keeps their base, because they're cheap. It keeps them going, right? I had somebody from Russia is following me. I don't know who it is. It's a verified account, so it's somebody.
Uh-oh.
At least, you know, the Twitter verified. Yeah, and so a lefty was giving me, blah, 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 and what's this all about? And I'm like, I have over 25,000 followers. I don't pay attention to who follows me unless they're, like, from New Hampshire, because then they might be an activist I can work with, right?
I'm with you.
And so I just kept sending her, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, God. All right, hey, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me, people. Don't go far. I mean, we really got a whole bunch coming up after the break. We're going to talk about the Chicago set new records. We'll talk about that. And it's not the gun's fault. Just sad. This is really sad. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.